Into the freaking garbage.
You see that crap? All that horror crap? Things coming out of crates, eating people, dead people coming back to life, people turning into weeds, for Christ's sake. I never saw such rotten crap in my life. Where do you get this shit? Who sells it to you? All that horror crap?
And welcome to this extra special episode of DWN Productions THC podcast, sponsored by Fast Custom Shirts here at boygob.com, or search YouTube for Boygob, or search used socks for Boygob. Joe, how was your week?
How was my week? I guess it was all right. I'm back to work mode. You know, work has come in, and I've been busting ass on the press, which it's been a while since I've had that kind of work every day, and it feels pretty fucking good, Tom. Feels good to be working. You know, still trying to play catch up with bills and everything, and it seems to be a losing battle, but hey, at least there's work. Also, this weekend, went to our buddy Eric's VHS swap down in Deep Ellum at the Wits End Bar, and had a pretty good turnout because that Lloyd Kaufman, star of Guardians of the Galaxy and Cheeseballs, was there.
Your co-star.
Yeah, my co-star. He didn't, I didn't say hi to him or anything, so I can't say he had a chance not to remember me. But, you know, he's a frail-looking old man, Tom.
You should have talked to him about being one of the last living flim-flam man, the last of the carnies.
Yeah, he didn't do his hands like this, like they usually do, you know.
I bet he did a lot of this, though.
Probably. I don't know. I wasn't paying attention to the guy.
Why?
Because he's a flim-flam man. I don't like Stanley, you know? It's just not my thing. Yeah, whatever, you know? Good on him for the movies that he actually made and not the ones that, you know, that they distribute and don't give any money to anybody for. But, you know, hey, fuck it. They know what they're doing, right, when they sign the paper.
I don't know if they're doing anymore. That last one, Return to Nukem High 2, that was a fucking cobbled together mess, and I got really no interest in this Shakespeare whatever the fuck shit. But
it's just none of it's really my thing anymore. You know, it was when that stuff first came out, and what was that, the early 90s?
Well, I mean, Troma was around before then, but I guess like late 80s, early 90s, they really started getting out there with the mom and pop video stores. Because they would carry it, so I'm guessing they would give them some kind of deal. Because back in the day, a new VHS was like $79 or some ridiculous price. So I'm sure Troma was like, hey, $3.
Yeah. But no, that stuff was cool back then. But I don't have that same mentality. You know, I'm sure if I watched Toxic Avenger again, I'd still get a kick out of it. But I don't know.
I just went back and rewatched them all.
No. Did you bust out your old toys and put them next to you as you were watching it?
No, I got them. That's it. I had a stroke. Bye. I have them on the air conditioner in the shop, or I should say, I have them on the air conditioner at DWN Productions East.
It's coming along fairly nicely, Tom. You got a foundation this time.
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah,
it's
going to make all the difference in the world.
We'll see. I'm going to use that to pour shit and face spray things.
Yeah.
Make it a little easier on the old shoulder.
Yeah, you might want to get some, some of that padding, you know, for when you're standing around. So you take it easy on those, those bunions of yours.
I have some of those supermarket pads. Lori bought them for me. The shop's a little too small for them, so they end up just getting kicked around. But I think they'll work well in the old DWN Productions West.
Yeah. It was a success, I think, for Eric. A lot of people came out. But he had one last year, and hardly any of you fucks came out. Take some old man to get you all out there. You know.
Well, I mean, kind of, yeah. We both been doing this shit for fucking decades yeah. now, and it really is, you need a fucking name mm-hmm. to draw flies to the shit, so to say.
Yeah. But I thought about digging out my Toxic Avenger comics, because I have them somewhere. I've never read them, but I didn't feel like digging through the moving the comic boxes around and shit, trying to find it to sell them.
Oh, well, I got number one signed if you'd like to buy it.
I'm good. He signs for free, so I guess I could have got stuff signed too, but I really didn't want to.
Because he smells? He smells like an old man and shit.
Old person smell, huh? But hey, Tom, enough about my week. How has your week gone?
It was a fucking another one. They finally, after setting this whole building a new shop business, I started that in December. And this week, they finally laid the foundation. And then looking at it, I was like, man, I think I went overboard. Because it's a 20 by 20. It's not super big. But I had like cutouts on the sides of them that were 4 feet by 2 feet that the people at the building place assured me that would be very easy for me to find that size vents to put into there. Joe, it wasn't. So I called the place up and I was like, hey, man, can we leave those cutouts out? It's like, oh, everything's prefabricated. So I don't think, oh, thanks. Great. Now I'm thinking I'm going to have to like hillbilly Day of the Dead fucking hurricane style just drill some fucking boards onto this brand new building I got and make it look like a fucking hillbilly shack. Terrific. But luckily that they were not cut out when they came here to start building it today.
Oh, okay.
I said, oh, thank fuck. All right, just you keep the rest of the money. Save me a big, big headache. I don't care what the fucking difference was. That's for you, bud. So when they finish fucking putting it together and everything, I'll call back in a couple days and be like, hey, did they tell you about not doing the cutouts and how you got to drop that bill down a little bit, you fuck?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's I'm glad that headache's over because I've been having way too many headaches over shit. So I'm glad that's and like you, I got hit with a bunch of work at once too, so that's gonna be a little stressful, but I need to get some money for this new building and start breaking it in, and I definitely will be. So thanks. Don't order anything from the website until June. You had your chance.
Despite what he was saying 2 days ago.
Yeah, I mean, you had your chance. I'm just being honest with you. But you can go to dwnproductions.net and buy a fucking dope-ass football jersey. The hockey jerseys were pretty cool. I think the football jerseys might be a little cooler. So head on over there, fully embroidered. Patches on the front, patches on the sleeve, name and number on the back, $99 plus shipping. You'll get it sometime in 1824, but I mean 2424. So we don't have time machines, but it is going to take a minute for you to get it because it is a pre-order. But fucking go there, check out the little image of my goofy ass looking at something up in the fucking corner that isn't there. But go check it out. They're fucking dope. I promise you. If you like the hockey jerseys, you're going to like the fucking football jerseys.
Yeah, you did a little bit of modeling there. Let's see you.
I did.
Add that to your resume at some point.
Mm-hmm. No, it's on there. Go to dwnproductions.net, pre-order that jersey, and then go to my resume. And it'll say fucking model, and then hyphen the letter N, and then hyphen shit. And that's what it says.
So yeah, and I'm over there right now. Check it out. Well, after this show, I guess.
After this.
Or, I mean, you can have two window with browsers open, right? Yeah.
You can.
You can do both.
And, yeah. Mike, the hockey jerseys are dope as fuck. And I thank you for getting one.
Hey, so, Tom, I saw they're bringing back your favorite cartoon, the X-Men.
Oh, shit. You finally heard about that, huh?
I did finally heard about that.
I'll watch it. I mean, if it was Spider-Man, I might be hype. And then I remember, oh, wait, they were going to continue it in, like, medieval times with Spider-Man chasing Carnage through the medieval countryside and shit. So pretty happy there wasn't another season of Spider-Man. But I'll watch the X-Men one. Why the fuck not? I heard some shit like the voice actress who did Jubilee, she doesn't want to come back because she thinks the real Asian should play it. And up until recently, I didn't even know Jubilee was supposed to be fucking Asian because she's always drawn like some little 90s cracker girl.
Yeah, I just figured she looked Asian because Jim Lee was drawing her.
You know? Oh, it's because her first name's Juba.
You know, so I guess... If they get Psylocke on there, do they get a British dame to do it or an Asian dame to do the voice?
I mean, Psylocke kind of looked Asian.
Yeah, but she didn't look like that before. They did some shit to her in the fucking Acts of Vengeance or one of those stupid-ass storylines that didn't make no sense.
Mm, fucking pricks.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what'd you watch, Tom? I know you've been watching lots of movies. Mm-hmm.
You ever see any of the Shark Attack movies, Joe?
Nope. Wait, nope. I saw Jersey Shore Shark Attack.
All right, well, that's not really one of the Shark Attack movies. I'm talking about like Shark Attack, Shark Attack 2, and Shark Attack 3, Megalodon.
No, but I did see Jersey Shore Shark Attack.
Recently?
About 2 or 3 years ago.
I remember because you talked about it on the pod crap.
It was okay.
Was it? You would watch again?
No, but it was okay. I would recommend it to others, but I wouldn't watch it. Fuck no.
Well, I would recommend Shark Attack 3 Megalodon.
Megalodon.
It's, it's really big shark. That's what it means. It's Spanish, you know.
The Meg.
It's almost that movie without like the underwater scientist base and shit, without the sea lab. That's what we'll call it. This is one of my favorite bad movies. The acting's terrible. You could tell the director, he was just like, oh, fuck it. We'll just do whatever's funny. Not actually trying to make a good movie. But, oh, that was funny. Because there's a scene where our lead hero man and our lead hero woman, you know, it's like the fucking lifeguard or the cop at the local beach. And then the girl scientist comes to study the shark. So now they're out to fuck, or they come together to fucking fight the shark and shit. And they're like having a talk, and you think it's going to be like this romantic thing. They're all looking at each other and lovingly and shit. And they're just like, hey, so how would I go back there and eat your pussy? And then the next scene's just like a fuck scene. Fucking a guy in a jet ski just drives right into the Meg's mouth, and the layering's so fucked. The acting's horrible. Like, I would recommend 100%. It's not the greatest fucking so bad it's good movie, but what it has, it's good stuff. I'll say this. It's no Champagne and Bullets, but it'll make a great double feature. So definitely fucking drink about 28 beers and watch Shark Attack 3 Megalodon. I was thinking about doing that one instead of what we ended up picking, because the new Cube movie isn't out, but the first two suck a dick, and the third one's really the only one worth checking out. So Shark Attack 3 Megalodon, watch the fuck out of it. I think you could probably get it for like $8 off of eBay. Do it. What you watch, you fuck?
Tom, I watched the Academy Award winning classic, Dangerous Liaisons. This is a film about two people that enjoy ruining other people's lives. And and this guy's just trying to fuck this one lady that's married and really pious. And he figures that if he can fuck her, get her to betray her beliefs, then that's an accomplishment on his part. This his friend wants him to fuck some other girl that's engaged to her ex-boyfriend or something. And, you know, he just wants him to ruin this girl before the guy gets married, so she's not pure and sanctified and all that. And during the course of all these games, Tom, these games with people's lives, they learn a little something about themselves, that they too can be hurt.
You know what they say, or you know what they sing?
No.
Everybody hurts.
He sounds just like that guy.
Sometimes.
That guy can't sing either.
Fuck. Hey.
Oh.
Rest in empowerment.
Yep.
It was, what was his name? Jason Statham?
Is that guy dead? I don't know.
When he was singing, he looks like he had something.
Yeah, like he's all fucking like the Scarecrow or something.
He was doing one of these things, I think.
Yeah, probably Australia. What'd you watch, Tom?
Nothing, that's it.
That's it?
And I fucking only kind of watched that because it was on in the background when I was pissed.
COVID.
Come it's zoom back, tight. Mm.
I watched the anime classic, The Belladonna of Sadness. This was suggested to me by our buddy Chris.
Of course. Actually, it was.
It wasn't. Oh. Because this is older anime. This isn't... this is anime back when, like, it was risque, I guess. You know? There's a lot of fucking and shit. And it's not really done in an anime style. It's done more like a... like still paintings, and they just pan across the painting. Or
it's a motion comic.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. Or it's a fucking Ken Burns.
It's a motion manga. I speak Japanese.
And it was done in, I guess, the early 70s. And like a lot of the art is really psychedelic. So it's got like a Peter Max vibe or some of those artists back then.
I mean, you can call him that. We're a little closer. I call him P-Max.
Yeah, P-Max.
P-Max, baby.
It's about a guy and a chick. They're going to get married. So they decide to give some tribute to the king. So like, hey, we brought you this cow, you know, as a tax. And we just want
now
you
to... Now, fuck it.
And the king says, you know, fuck that. I want 10 cows. And I'm going to break in your wife for you. He does that, throws the dude out. The dude's all, you know, drunk and everything. the lady eventually amasses some power because she starts listening to a demon that comes out from inside her, and it's shaped like a dick. And that's what this movie's about, man. It's just like, and
you said, this is Japanese.
It's Japanese, and it doesn't, you know, it doesn't have a Japanese feel to it until they start talking like this, you know. And then there's some songs that are interspersed in it, you know, that are in Japanese. Oh shit. The bot. Strips without clothing. How do you strip without clothing?
Peel your skin off, I guess.
But it was, I guess, a time for manga, because I also read this, Crying Freeman, A Taste for Revenge, of Revenge. Revengeance, as you would say.
Hell yeah, I would.
Yeah, so unlike the manga today, there's a lot of fucking and killing in this.
Kyle's all mad at the bots because they're taking his job.
But yeah, Belladonna's Sadness, it was streaming on, I don't know what it was that I watched it on.
Crunchyroll.
It was one of these add-on channels that we have on Amazon. But yeah, it sucked. I don't know. I don't know if I could recommend it. You know, it's kind of, it's odd. It's an odd thing. You know, it's a timepiece for sure.
You know what else a timepiece is?
A clock?
A watch.
A watch, yeah. But yeah, Chris, give it a shot if you haven't seen it already. But I don't think it's your kind of thing. It's not like a...
Why? Robot's, it's got dicks in it.
It doesn't have robots writing letters for people or whatever that was.
The lady with the magic hands.
Yeah.
The tea rose garden or evergreen guard, some shit.
Mm-hmm. You really didn't watch anything else?
Fuck no, dude. Okay. I was trying to, but I spent fucking, what was it, about an hour going through the free movies on, DirecTV. And then it turns out they're not really free. You just have to be subscribed to that extra channel or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I was going to watch the William Friedkin Exorcist documentary that came out a couple years ago, I think.
Yeah.
And I clicked on it. And it was just, oh, you have to subscribe to AMC Plus. And I said, fuck you. That's the same thing as Shudder. And I threw the remote through the goddamn TV.
Well, I have AMC Plus. Maybe I'll give it a watch.
Yeah, well, I went to the theater. So I saw it, but we'll talk about it next week when you do.
Well, I saw you almost went to the theater. The real theater.
Yeah, but I'm not watching another fucking Ty West movie.
Well, sorry. I'm definitely not paying to see a Ty West movie. Like that last one, the fucking Jim Jones one, that was a piece of shit. The one before that, I think it was The Innkeepers. That was a piece of shit.
That was the burnt up people or whatever.
Yeah. House of the Devil. Yeah,
no, that, right. Maybe that was that one. I don't remember.
But, you know, it's just like that one was all convention all-star cameos, and it was stupid, you know. And there's a big scene with the girl dancing around the house, and what, that's supposed to be a throwback? Sucked. It was all right. It didn't suck, but it was not anywhere as good as people make it out to be. So yeah, I don't trust this guy to go drop whatever it costs to get into a movie to go see his shit.
Yeah, the one I liked and no one ever talks about is The Roost. And I think that's the first one he made. But I don't like it that much because I know I had it in my DVD collection and it is no longer there.
All right, that means it was
Yep. Thank you, Mr. Bootleg. We appreciate it. In Joe's younger days, back in the 1800s, he enjoyed cocaine too.
Yeah. Yeah, it was good times back then. But I'm too old for that shit now. Then I watched another in the All the Haunts BRs box.
Fuck yeah. Shout out to Severin.
Severin, baby. Severinfilms.com, I think. Whatever.
Severin-films.com.
This one is an Aussie film.
Boy, mate.
Called The Dreaming.
Oh, and shit. It should have been called The Dreamining.
It's about some Vikings that showed up in Australia land, and they raped some Aborigines and killed them. And now the ghosts of those Vikings are hunting down some lady that, I don't know, was a doctor and treated one of the Aborigines that had a necklace or a bracelet that they stole from a museum, and it happened to be the bracelet from the Aborigine that was raped and killed by the Vikings. I don't know. I don't know why Vikings ghosts are the ones haunting this lady and not the lady that got fucking raped. You would think that would be it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it makes no sense. But
At least it would cost $200 to watch it.
I mean, it's all right. You know, I would recommend.
I mean, you got to say that. If
you already have this box set, I would definitely recommend that you watch all the films because you paid all that money for it. There's some commentaries. I didn't listen to any of them because that's not my thing. I was hoping for more short films, not on this movie. But I think I really would have liked this flick if I saw it when I was much younger. I was like, ooh, that's cool. You know, it's like a. It reminds me a lot of that movie Nomads with Pierce Brosnan. You know, it's just got this
Pierce Brosnan.
I guess so. The guy that was James Bond for a little while.
Brosnan.
Whatever. Yeah.
Fucking racist.
But but yeah, that's
Oh, they're back.
It's all right, you know. But I don't know. Vikings were rapists. That's it. You know, quit. You know, Viking pride. No, fuck y'all. They were just a bunch of rapists. That's all I watched, huh?
Damn. Well, Joe. Shit. I'm an ignorant fuck. I think we all know that.
I agree.
I could have swore this folk thing was an American invention. Like the folk subgenre, I thought that was like old-timey Americana. Am I wrong on that?
Well, I don't know. They never used to call this genre folk horror. You know, this shit with the, I guess, old legends or whatever. That's a fairly.
Yeah, I think it was manufactured by a distribution company.
Yeah. Yeah, and it worked because now everybody's calling it that. I never buy Rumorg because I don't like to spend like $25 for a magazine, but they had their cover story, you know, folk horror from blah, blah, blah. So, yeah.
Is that shit really $25?
I don't know how much it is. I don't fucking go into – I don't think I go any place that sells it.
I go to the local B. Dalton.
B. Dalton, yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'll just wander into Walden Books.
Oh, nice.
You know, next time I go to the mall.
You can go to the back half or the back quarter of a, what is it, tower?
I had forgotten, because I was talking to Roop. Roop used to work there. I had forgotten entirely that place sold books and magazines and shit.
Was fucking awesome.
Yeah, it was. That was a badass place. Yeah.
And they had fucking DVDs and shit too.
Mm-hmm.
Place was fucking awesome.
And it oh no, that was Virgin Records. That was in Dracula 2000. Yeah. Same store actually. This is the same shit. But yeah, that's all I watched. All I watched. But I've got the Pizzagate Massacre queued up, so I'll be talking about that one, which you've already seen next week.
Yeah, it was all right. Whatever, I guess. Well, Joe, are you hungry?
No, I'm really not.
Are you stuffed?
No.
Would you have rather that Cube remake have been released?
I really wish they had kept on making Cube movies. I'd never seen this. I thought I had, but no.
What is this that you've seen that you thought you had?
So we are covering Feast 1, 2, and 3. I think they've only made 3, right?
They have only made 3.
Now, this was a product of the Project Greenlight series.
It was. Have you ever watched any of the Project Greenlight?
No, but it's
some today, Joe.
This is what came out of this shit?
The third season. So, episode one, you got the Ben Affleck and the Matt Damon. They say we're back for our third season. And then they kiss each other. And I said, oh my God. And I woke up because I was dreaming.
You were a little sticky.
I had a water bed. My back was all, hey, everybody. So we're talking about Project Greenlight, season 3. I watched, what did I watch? I think I watched episode 2, episode 5, and episode 9, because that's all I could find on the old YouTube. It seemed just like your standard shitty reality show, except it was Matt Damon and Ben Affleck's project. And then they brought Wes Craven in episode 1, it seemed like, just to be like a judge of who they were going to pick and stuff. And then they're at like some party celebrating the director pick, and he's just standing around there awkwardly. So he's in there that... John Gulager, he's the guy that they picked. That's your buddy from the most recent Hellraiser movie. He's the big fat guy eating the papers with his shirt off and his sport jacket on over it. So you're supposed to think that he's like, oh, shucks, I'm just this big fat guy trying to, I'm just this big. No, that wasn't it. Oh, you know, I'm just this big fat guy trying to make my little movie and stuff. But they don't really, like, play on the fact that his dad is Clue Gulager, who's been in, like, a shit ton of movies. Yeah. And definitely has name recognition in the horror realm. So they kind of just play it, oh, this big fat, that was big fat mentally incompetent guy. Just wants to hire his family and shit. They don't like play on the fact that that would help. It's very, very like how you think they would edit a reality show. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. To make people see, because they make this guy out to be like Milton from Office Space. Just hope that I'm gonna make my movie. Oh, and at the end he comes through and makes a movie that people like. So I mean, it's fucking whatever the fuck, really. I wish I could have found the episode that I'm sure it showed them like building the monsters and stuff. That probably would have been the only fucking thing worth a fuck. Other than that, it's just a fucking who gives a shit reality show based around making a movie. You would think they would have released that and these movies in some kind of set or something. Or like have... You get what I'm saying? Like release yep. the whole thing. But they did not. So maybe it's on HBO Max, but I wouldn't recommend watching it.
The other two seasons that they did, were those... did they make horror movies out of those?
No. No. I think there were 4 seasons. I think there was one more after this. But it's like I don't give a fuck for reality shows. And this definitely wasn't like a behind the scenes making of a movie thing. It was definitely a, hey, we're making a reality show. So whatever. I got anything else to say about that. No, they not really. It's just a reality show. You know what you're getting into. So, Joe, how'd you like this movie?
I'll tell you, Tom, 1 minute into the movie, 1 minute into it, we're following this guy as he's going inside the bar. He turns around and the camera freezes. And then we got a bio next to him, you know, telling us his name and, you know, occupation. Will he die or will he live? Stupid shit. As soon as I saw that, I thought, man, this movie's going to fucking suck. Then they go inside the bar and they do the same thing with everybody in the bar. It's like, yep, sure enough, it's going to suck. Oh, there's Jason Mewes playing himself. Oh, fucking Henry Rollins. Yeah, this is definitely going to suck because that guy absolutely fucking sucks. He sucks in everything he's in, every band he's been in. I don't know if he does stand up or whatever the fuck, but that guy's just horrendous.
Yeah, I remember seeing Henry Rollins on Beavis and Butthead because they were making fun of his I'm a Liar video.
Mm-hmm.
And besides that, and Wrong Turn, one of them in this, I don't know what the fuck else this guy does, but there's people out there like, yeah, Henry Rollins, man, fucking day.
Yeah.
Don't get it at all. What's up with this guy, Joe?
He was also in that movie with Charlie Sheen and Christy Swanson, where he kidnaps Christy Swanson and fucks her in the car while they're making a getaway or something. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what the deal is. It's, you know, Black Flag, they sucked.
No. That's that guy?
Yeah.
I see a lot of questionable people wearing their t-shirts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Stupid shit, you know, and yeah. I see a lot of people with that stupid tattoo on them, too. Hey, you know what? If you like that shit, more power to you, you know, but definitely not for me or anybody else with a lick of sense. Yeah, and then the movie just digresses from there. You know, you got monsters that are attacking.
So what's this movie about, Joe?
I don't know. It's kind of hard for me to focus, Tom. Because remember, you know how I always complain about fight scenes that are quick cut to where, oh, they want you to be all quick cut so you can not see that it's stuntman doing all this shit. Or that, like, actually people don't know how to fucking fight or whatever. This entire movie is edited like that.
Even this is a very frantically edited movie.
Yeah. And not, you know, good in the way like those scenes, those boxing scenes from Raging Bull are, or Hot Fuzz with their action scenes. That's actually really good editing. This is just, fuck it, splice it here. You know, it's just like they had to have a splice every 10 or 15 seconds.
So what you're saying, it's the horrible editing you didn't like in The Descent stretched out to a whole movie.
Yeah. Yeah. The complete runtime is just, you know, all cut up and choppy and like, and it's not like I gave a fuck anyway, you know?
Movie is about a bunch of monsters who attack a bar, a shit bar in the middle of the desert, like in the middle of nowhere, which how they stay in business, I don't know, but I guess they do. And that is it. That is all this movie is about. Monsters attack a shitty desert bar and deal with it. Upon rewatching, this movie wants to be a lot cooler than it is. And it might be trying a little too hard. That being said, I still like it. I don't like it as much, but I do like it. So I like monster movies. And this does deliver monsters. It does deliver gore. And there's a couple. in there. No big laughs except for that fucking one dude who gets fucked in the mouth to death and then coughs up a bunch of cum. That happens to be the director's wife. So that's what he makes his wife do in his movies. But yeah, that part always cracks me up because you see that monster's little rubber butt, and I say, he's humping away at that little boy's mouth. And then the fountain of cum. But other than that, it didn't really get any good laughs from me. But I still like it, Joe. I think there's some good stuff in there to offer.
Well, usually the first one in a series is the best. So, man, I'm really dreading the next couple of weeks.
The next ones are a lot cheaper, and they were shot back to back.
Yeah, and I don't even know if they're streaming, so I'm going to have to dig around other places for them.
Might have to go to the theater.
Right. I may have to do that.
So there wasn't anything about this movie that you cared for?
I guess the old man that was the bartender, he was
okay. Lou Gulager?
Yeah.
The guy who they were trying to downplay? Yeah.
The guy that actually, you know, has some acting chops, has done shit before, he did a good job, you know? With what he was given to work with.
Did you get some Dusk Till Dawn feels with this movie?
It did have some of that, but Dusk Till Dawn's a good movie. You know, it's yeah. a fucking,
you know, you hear people talking about like the Tarantino clones and shit. I think this might be a Rodriguez clone.
We're trying desperately to be, for sure.
Speaking yeah. of trying desperately, in Project Greenlight, they had Kevin Smith come in and watch the movie. And he's talking, he's like, oh, yeah, man, I liked it. I'm not a big horror movie guy, but yeah, you should finish it. A couple years later, he's making horror movies.
People are supposed
to go see, even though he doesn't give a fuck. Okay, I understand.
Yeah. Fucking prick. Well, that didn't work. Let me go ahead and make Clerks 2.
Three. Jay and Silly Bob reboot or whatever.
Yeah. All that. Let me go back to the shit that people did like. Hopefully, they don't rewatch it and realize that sucks too.
Yeah, I mean, I thought there was some good stuff in there, but again, there's an era of trying too hard. And, you know, like that wiener kid trying to be cool. Don't be cool, wiener kid. Just be you.
Yeah.
Be a fucking wiener kid.
Mm-hmm.
But it tries to be cool, but I still like it. But admittedly, I don't like it as much as I did. I met this guy once. And he was outside with his boy wife. And I said, hey, man, Feast is the shit. He said, what? Feast is shit. And I said, no, man, it's the shit. Like, it's cool. It's like, oh, okay. That was it.
That's a good story.
Awkward dude, Joe. That's what I'm getting at. You know, wiener kid.
Right.
Yeah. So I still like it. The frantic editing is not pleasant to look at. That just might have been out of necessity and shit. Because in the end, if this didn't fucking do well, it was just a write-off for a TV show. So... the next ones have some Mexican flavor to it, so I can't wait to hear your commentary on that.
Well, I would not recommend. I never want to watch it again. It's just fucking shit. It was garbage and not in the good garbage sort of way.
You didn't like the look of the monsters?
The monsters looked okay. You know, what you could see of them through all the, you know, jittery camera work and shit like that. You know, they looked all right, but it wasn't enough. You know, it wasn't enough to, you know, Pumpkinhead is not a good movie. but I'll watch that, you know, because the monster carries that shit. This one, the monster couldn't carry it.
Monsters with a Z. Even though there was probably just one.
Yeah. One. Well, and the little baby one, you know.
With the rubber butt.
Right.
You didn't crack a smile at all?
No, I didn't.
I'll tell you this. I'm not a Judah Friedlander guy and didn't care for him in this movie either. So there's that. He still sucks is what I'm trying to say. So that's that, Joe. I want to say I wish you liked this a little bit more because...
Believe me too. I don't think, like wasting an hour and a half.
I think these are going to be a little bit rougher on you. That's all right. I mean, if you had the Tales from the Crypt fucking DVDs, we could have watched season 7 and had like 13 weeks of the British Tales from the Crypt fucking season.
Well, maybe I'll go by Dollar General and see if they got one.
Or I'm sure you could find it in dumpsters.
Family Dollar, whatever the fuck. Yeah. Yeah, 2 more weeks of this shit. But speaking of trilogies, Tom.
Yes.
We just finished up another one.
Mm.
A Spider-Man's trilogy.
Barely remember what happens. Spider-Man fights gang members or something?
Very forgettable. Yeah, this is, again, Stan Lee, who sucks.
Stan the Manly.
I think this is issue 107. Yeah, so last issue, Spider-Man's was trapped in a web. Isn't that ironic? He was trapped in a web by Professor Smythe and the Spider Slayer.
Mm.
So he ties up Spidey and takes him back to his little laboratory. Or whatever.
Gets his fuck on.
What he should have done, you know? It's like, hey, let me just fucking humiliate you. There you go. There you go, kid. You're back off to your college and go take your little photos and stuff. Yeah, and Smythe had set up cameras all over, and his plan was, look, you know, I'm controlling the cameras, you mobsters, I'll let you know when the cops are coming. They're like, yeah, that's fucking great. You captured Spider-Man. We'll trust you. We're going to go rob this bank. But Spider-Man escapes from being tied up and calls the cops because there was a phone inside the Spider Slayer. There's a phone in there, Tom. You see, in case Smythe needs to make some calls. While he's in the spider's
I'm stuck. A rock's on the latch. I can't get out. I need a pee.
He calls the cops and says, hey, those cameras, they're bad. Hey, we'll take your word for it, whoever you are, call in. So the cops go around and start dismantling all those cameras, which fucks up the mobster's plans, you know, because, oh, shit, how come Smythe didn't tell us about this cop car coming? He betrayed us. Oh, fuck, there's Spider-Man. I guess he did betray us because he let this guy loose. Spider-Man kicks their asses. Smythe comes back in the Spider Slayer to kill Spider-Man's. But Spider-Man's, aside from making that call, you know, probably collect, he also switched up the controls. So Smythe couldn't operate the Spider Slayer. Boom, the end, aside from some subplots, like Flash Thompson, he's all love-stricken with Gwen Stacy, but something's going on with him. We don't know
what. For a statutory rape case.
He's led into a car at the end of it, and that's our cliffhanger. We've got some Flash Thompson bullshit next issue. I think Spider-Man that was the only subplot. Spanks, right?
J. Jonas's ass and says, don't you ever fucking do that shit again, or I will come back and fuck you. Do you understand me, old man?
You see that spider light on your wall there? It's me that did that. Shined that spider light. Yeah.
I would say the only reason to check out this issue is there's like a weird fucking racially ambiguous kingpin-looking character who Spider-Man fights, but it's not the kingpin. It's like some weird, it's weird, big, fat Puerto Rican guy, maybe.
Yeah, I was trying to figure that out. Is this guy black? Is he Puerto Rican? Is he Turkish? What the fuck are they trying, you know? I don't know.
So it was worth it for that, maybe. I got a little laugh. I was like, what the fuck is this shit? Yeah, that's about all I remember from that.
Yeah, one. And the art sucks. Romita's art sucks in this. So, yeah, another classic that sucks.
Would recommend.
Hey, if you're a Spider-Man fan, you obviously haven't read this shit.
You just bought the hat. Mm-hmm. So, Joe, what are some of man's greatest inventions?
Well, let's see. I don't know if he'd call it an invention, but I'd say fire definitely is up there. And, let's see. Maybe the Blu-ray player is definitely up there, one of man's earliest inventions. And I guess you can't really do much of, with it, but the wheel, maybe?
The wheel.
The wheel. Yeah.
I was going to say something, but that's on my honorable mention, so I'm glad I didn't.
Hold on to that. Hold on to that thought.
Oh, put it under my hat.
There you go. So, yes, Tom, in his wisdom of running out of ideas for the top 10 list, said things with wheels.
Hey, man, I tried to do something else besides the top 10 list. But then someone besides Lori came in. I think it was the J-Man. And he said, hey, top 10 lists are cool. Groovy cat. And I said, well, fuck.
That's the only response. No, also, my buddy Tony got on there and said, yeah, they always make for interesting debates. We don't really debate. We just fucking read off our list.
Yeah, shut up. You're fucking stupid. That sucks. That's our debate. Yeah.
That's not a wheel.
We'll get to that.
So, my honorable mentions, Tom.
Yes.
I've got river boats. So it got this big wheel that pushes the boat down the river, you see.
Because you were dandy and you liked drinking Arnold Palm was why you...
I was sailing down the river.
I'm going to drink a woman's drink while I watch the swamp turn pink.
Then I've got helicopters. Some of them have wheels, little tiny wheels. I don't know what they do, just maybe buffer the landing a little. I'm not sure.
You know there are helicopters without wheels.
There are.
It's when you take your shirt off and spin it around your head like a...
Then I have the movie Return to Oz that has these characters called the Wheelers. They're just wheeling around. Then, Tom, I have pianos. Got wheels because they're so fucking heavy. Got to wheel them around, you see. And my last top 10 list, top 10.
I hope so.
Honorable mention is a microwave. Because it has little wheels on this little circular thing that turns a plate around, you know? Yeah.
Not all of them do, though.
Mine does. I checked. That thing has wheels. Yep, it sure does. Going on the list.
Well, my honorable mentions are Weezool, shout out to Team Boy God. And then I have skateboards. If I was a younger man, it would probably make the list. Not even a man at all, but a boy. I've been thinking, oh man, I just got this new concrete slab. Maybe I should just get a skateboard to roll around the shop. You're an old man, you fuck. Don't do it.
You don't need no broken bones right now.
No. And bikes in the same realm is skateboards, but I skate or die, dog.
I'll die.
And then what I was going to say, the wheel in the sky.
It keeps turning.
Mm-hmm. And then I have the wheelbarrow.
Wheelbarrow is a damn good tool.
It is. And those are our honorable mentions. Hey, Joe, I'm going to go grab a beer. Okay. Talk to Kyle about the fucking suck industry.
Okay, I had to write down a thought real quick, so sorry. It's not sorry for that dead air, but yeah, while Tom is gone, as he was saying earlier, you can go to dwmproductions.net and peruse his stuff. He says don't order any masks right now, but he does have those football jerseys. I don't know if he's talking about American football or the other football, which is soccer in some cases. I really don't know. I mean, they don't look like any football jerseys I ever seen. But yeah, he's about running out of sports, you know, because he did the basketball jerseys. Then he did hockey jerseys. And now it's football. And I don't know that they have jerseys for yachting or what are some other sports that Tom enjoys? Equestrian. I don't think they wear jerseys in that sport either. Tennis. They don't wear jerseys. Fuck, I don't know what else they do wear jerseys in. But it doesn't matter, because if Tom can find a way to monetize it, he's going to do just that. But he's coming back now, just throwing some farts your way. And, you know, it's like he was on the set of Feast.
Oh, now I got to talk into it.
Yeah. Yeah. Clever, Tom.
This microphone smells like farts. We good on this list now?
We are.
All right. Number 10.
At number 10, I have Rainbow's hit classic, Man on the Silver Mountain, which begins, I'm a wheel, I can roll, I can feel. Yeah, so it mentions wheels.
My number 10 would be a mop bucket because it has wheels and it's easy to get around while you're mopping.
You just don't want to overfill that mop bucket too much. Whoosh, whoosh. Water's just going to slosh around.
This splash, I was taking a bath. Mm-hmm. You were mopping the floor, you lying fuck. I know. Number 9.
At number 9, I don't particularly care for Hot Wheels, but I do like Matchbox cars. Those are the shit.
And they have wheels.
They do have wheels. Four in most cases.
Speaking of things with four wheels, I have lawnmowers. More specifically, the riding lawnmowers.
Those are a lot better than the push mowers, for sure.
If I had to push mow my yard, fuck. Number 8.
At number 8, I have shopping carts. Ain't nothing more handy when you're grocery shopping, as we covered a couple of weeks ago, than a shopping cart to put your beer in. Because you can't carry all that other shit and then carry a couple of 12-packs at the same time.
I do. I put it in a basket and hold the basket around here and walk around the store like a fancy man.
Like you're on a riverboat.
Yep. Where are the daiquiris?
Excuse me, young lad. Might you direct me to the Q-tips?
Well, certainly. I have drawers because they have those little wheel mechanisms that are in between the metal crack type things that make the drawers slide in and out. Very convenient. Very nice. I enjoy them. And I'm using it right now. Number seven.
At number seven, I have a paleta cart.
What?
Yep. It's that man that rolls around that little cart selling those those little frozen cones and shit. Fruit bars and...
Isn't that little, where you hang out?
Little bell ring. Bars. Ding, 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 ding. I wish they'd come by the fucking shop.
Why don't you just turn your shop into a fruit bar?
A big fruit bar?
Hey, whatever the fuck. Don't discriminate.
Don't hate.
Don't. What, number seven? Or whatever the next one is.
Yeah, seven.
I have dollies. Not the ones you play with or stick in your anals, but the ones you move shit around with. They're nice.
They are.
I use one at least a couple times a week when I take packages to the PO. Mm-hmm. Comes in handy.
You know what doesn't have a wheel? Is a torch, which is what they call a flashlight in Great Britain. I think it's just okay, Britain, but... You know, but at number six, I have a pizza cutter.
Hey,
Maron.
Okay. Well, speaking of pizza, my next one is a wheel of cheese.
Pretty good. Pretty good. I didn't think of that one, Tom.
I did. Nice. So I'm a WAP, you see.
Yes, yeah. I've never had an entire wheel of cheese.
Well, you know, you'd be a constipated fuck if you did, but I'm sure from time to time you bought a triangle of the good Parmesan cheese to shooka-shooka onto some pasta. And, you know, that was part of a wheel at one time. So, hey, you did. You invested in a part of a wheel of cheese.
Yeah, I feel like I'm a part of something now.
Yeah, but it just went to shit, so who cares?
Because you used it that one time and then didn't make shit.
And then it came out of your ass.
Yeah. So at number five, Tom, I have roller skates.
Because you're a fucking fruit bar.
So who don't like roller skating? People that can't do it. That's who.
I was, remember when they would have school night at the old roller rink?
No.
Oh, well, back in my day, they did. And I went to the old roller rink on school night. I would usually not rent roller skates or anything and just hang out at the arcade section. Because I was a tough kid with a switchblade comb. But this specific school night, I was like, I'm going to fucking do it. So I was tying my fucking roller skates. I was putting my roller skate up on the bench to tie it. And I slipped backwards and tried catching myself and broke my wrist. Wasn't even out on the floor. Even started to skate.
Did you see that loser? He didn't even have his skates on yet.
And I was fucking, I remember the first time I went there, I thought I was so cool. I walked in with my shirt tucked in. My buddy was like, what the fuck is wrong with your shirt tucked in? Come in here. And he took me in the bathroom and molested me. And then threw my fucking shirt out of my shorts and said, that's how you're supposed to look. And slapped my ass and pushed me out of the bathroom. Yeah. It was erotic.
It's life lessons.
Yep.
Yeah. Tough love, they call that.
Don't tuck that shirt in. So what, you had roller skates, so now it's me?
Yes.
I have the things that they hook up to dogs with bad hips so they can walk around better.
Yeah.
And give them a little better quality of life, you know?
Yeah, they can still feel like they're running around and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure is nice of them.
It is.
At number four, Tom, I have a hand cart, which some people would call a dolly.
That'd be me. I'd be one of them.
I used to call it dolly, but people thought I were talking about action figures, which are also dollies. But I started calling it a hand cart.
Well, Joe, I have wheelchairs. These are to get people around whose hips don't work as good as they used to. Wheelchairs.
Gotcha, gotcha. The number three, somewhat similar to yours. I have crippled chicks. They're usually in wheeled chairs.
And you can fuck them in the ass and they don't complain because they can't feel it.
Oh, yeah. Crippled chicks, y'all are all right with me.
Just don't look me in the eye. Joe, there's so many things with this on it. So I had to just go with casters. Even though there are casters on a mop bucket, there are casters on so many, many, many countless other things. It would be a shame if they didn't make the list.
You're right. You're quite right.
So at number three, I have casters. Thank you.
At number two, Tom, you know I like barbecuing. It would be my smoker. It's got a wheel so I can move it around the yard, you see. Move it out of the way when I need to mow the yard, really, with the lawnmower, which also has wheels. There's wheels all about us. All about us. Everywhere you look. Just take a look around yourselves, you people listening at home. I'm sure you got a wheel in there somewhere.
I got a wheel on this hand cart. Mm-hmm. It's right over here.
Sure do, Tom.
My number two is vehicles. I couldn't nail it down to just one, so I did vehicles in general. It could even be the general's vehicle. I don't give a fuck. It's okay, Riley. It's almost over.
Tom, at number one, have an ice chest with wheels because you can put beer in there, keep it cold, and roll it around with you.
Well, Joe, that's going to be hard to beat. But my number one is Rosie the Robot's fucking feet. They're wheels, Joe. Don't you ever forget that shit. They are. You don't have to think about it.
I got
to
know that shit. Does she have a ball?
They're fucking wheels. They're wheels. I looked it up just to make sure. Next week, Joe.
Next week, we're doing our top 10 with honorable mentions movies with dream sequences.
Can't wait, Joe. Can't wait to list all the Nightmare on Elm Street movies.
I don't think I'll be listening one of those unless I get really fucking desperate for something.
I mean, you'll probably go with part two.
Yeah.
If you're a fan of part two, head on down to the Festival of Fright Films.
Oh, yeah.
July. I think it's the end of June.
Or June.
Hey, remind me, I got to talk to you about something coming up in June.
Okay. So, right. Here's our segment where I go through the comments. You know, Mike's.
It was going for a while. There was a fucking suck bot in there.
Yeah. Mike says he got his 89 Batman for $75. And Jesse wants to know what did I miss? Well, maybe you did. You stick around? Maybe not. Go back and listen. Kyle says, hope we're well. Emily says, if it was a Friday, I would have gone. I'm guessing she's talking the VHS swap. Sam Keith did the art for those, right?
Damn, at first I was like, Sam Keith's watching?
I'm guessing other Mike was talking about the Toxic Avenger comics. I don't remember. I don't remember if he did the art or not.
I doubt it. I think he had much better things to do.
Yeah, at that time he was doing the Max and stuff, so I doubt he would have come back to Marvel. The hockey jerseys are dope as fuck. Some 1602 type shit. I lost the thread on that one. So, whoa, where the fuck can I get at fastcustomshirts.com, Koozie? Order a shirt from fastcustomshirts.com.
You still have koozies left?
I have a few. Yeah, I found some in my backpack the other day. But yeah, I still have them. It's a double-sided mic.
And there will be more getting printed up.
Yeah. Naked HD XYZ online strips without clothing. Let's see. I had a few 8% beers, so Joe was funnier tonight, says Kyle Driver. Let's see. Bootleg Dipshit says he loves Feast. Mike MC says that was an awesome anime. Fake time friends in the house. Ha ha. I love Tom, Joe, and Cocaine. You already mentioned that one. He also shared. Thank you for sharing the show. Maybe we'll get one or two more listeners. Larry Merrick says, Horrorholics, baby.
Baby!
He also says, Darren won't get slapped this year because I banned him from TFW. That's probably a good idea. DWNTHC podcast is in my rotation with Jim Cornette, Drive Through, and What Happened When with Tony Schiavone.
And a big fat guy.
Yeah. But let me tell you something, Tony Schiavone. Yes, we do feel privileged for that, Bootleg Dipshit.
With Tony Schiavone, biggest slapdick from West Virginia.
I am also an old fuck, Bootleg Dipshit. Let's see. Kyle Driver says Henry rules. I'm guessing he's talking about Henry Portrait of a Serial Killer. I think he's
talking about Henry Lee Lucas because he's a little bit fucked up in the head.
Yeah.
I think he's talking about John Henry.
Who was a steamrolling man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's it.
All right. For the comments. Well, this one was all right, eh? Even though I didn't watch anything.
It was. You should probably watch less and less, Tom.
Luckily, I watched that Project Greenlight shit. I didn't even watch it, Joe. I had my phone tilted sideways and kind of glanced over every so often.
That's how I watched the second half of Feast, Tom.
So you might have liked it. You could have got a chuckle at that little rubber-butted alien having sex with that fella's mouth.
Yep, I was done. I was done early on, but I stuck with it longer than I should have.
Yeah, after I was watching it and fucking all that frantic editing started happening, I was like, oh, I ain't gonna like this shit.
But join us next week. Talk Feast 2. Whatever its fucking subtitle.
And hopefully something else. I've been looking, dude. Like, I'm so desperate to watch movies. I think next week we're going to talk about The Exorcism of God and The Cursed. Two recent horror movies that came out into theaters that somehow are already on streaming.
Well, so. I will at least be watching The Pizzagate Massacre. Another film from the folk horror box set, and possibly this William Friedkin documentary that Tom didn't
possibly
get to watch. Possibly, because I'll tell you this.
Leap of faith.
Friedkin's a boring ass fuck. He really is.
Yep. So we'll see. Mm-hmm. Or we won't. Whatever. DWNProductions.net. Only to pre-order your football jersey. You still got a little bit of time. They'll football. Be cut off. No, no. Football de Americana, amigo. Si. But, yeah, you got till April 4th. I wanted to give people enough time so they can see it. If they really want one, then you got time to get it. But they're fucking cool. They are. I know it's because it's my shit on there. But they're fucking cool. So head over to DWNProductions.net and get a fucking jersey. I mean, it says on the site that orders can take like 6 weeks. If you order something now, that's what you're about looking at. I got three production runs coming up. So I'm gonna be busy. So thank fuck for that. Get the fucking jersey. They're cool. They're not going to be run again. Those hockey jerseys aren't going to be made again. So if you didn't get one, fuck you. So don't miss out on this one. Or do.
Either way. Then go to fastcustomshirts.com. You can order shit. I don't mind if you do. But like Tom, this is a very, very busy time of year for me. And your order will go out at some point. It's not going to be fast. This is not fastcustomshirts.com time. You know, it's like somewhat quick, maybe, .com. But yeah, and I'm probably not going to be adding anything to the site for at least a few weeks. A lot of shit going on. Lots of shit.
However, if you do go to fastcustomshirts.com and search Boy Gob and buy the Boy Gob shirt, you're getting a fucking koozie.
Yeah, you will. And I've got that screen. So those, if I have the shirts, if you're ordering like a 4X or a 5X, it might take me a little while to get those in.
Because they got to fucking sew together a tent, you fat fuck. So just slow down.
But it'll get there. And yes, you'll get a koozie with that. I make sure to throw one of those in there. And I found some stickers the other day, some of my stickers. I'll throw one of them in there too.
Nice. And hey, you might even get a handful of Joe's seed in there. Not a promise, but you might get it. Enjoy your week or don't. I don't give a fuck. Boy God. The sound, children.